There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how we do? 429 Carton Show Big Mac. I got Avery Wilson sitting in the green room right now. The good luck charm of the Knicks, our anthem singer. Gonna come in here. You might know him from Broadway and The Wiz, right? Isn't that his big claim to fame?
Scarecrow,
I think he's the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
On The Wiz. We also have The Wheel coming up a little bit later on tonight if we have time to squeeze that in.
I'm so excited to watch you play The Wheel. It's going to be so much fun.
Not tonight, but it's coming.
No, your turn, The Wheel today.
It's coming. It's coming.
Come on.
It's coming.
How great was that?
That was awesome. Awesome. I can't believe Gerald's not doing more media.
Yeah,
that dude
be.
Was awesome. He money. And one of my favorite Knicks of all time. He's one of my five favorite Knicks. Before I get, there's Avery Wilson. Oh, Avery's yoked. What?
Yeah, he's right. Look at
man,
this guy.
Broadway dudes aren't that well built. What's up, Gabe? Right. Good to see you.
Yes,
oh, man, I feel like half a man now. I'm like, I know a lot of Broadway dudes. I go, oh, you are working out.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. You are working out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
How
sir.
How are you, man? Good to see you.
Man, I'm good. It's good to see you, too. It's so hot outside. I was trying to
right?
fight,
no, it's unbearable,
fight the heat.
Right?
It's nice and cool in here, though.
Yeah.
Listen, they've got the air conditioning going great.
Yeah. What's it like when people referred to you as the New York Knicks good luck charm? Only one loss in games that you've done the anthem for.
You know,
you hear that stuff get back to you or no?
I guess a little bit, but not too much. I mean, I try to just walk in there every single time and do my job. Where you think I would hear a lot of the reactions, I have in-ears in. So I hear, they're like little monitors, if people don't know, that performers wear that hear the microphone. And I literally just only hear myself. Now, sometimes in certain games, it's a bit louder than normal.
I imagine game four
was, game three was one of the sick loudest. But I just try to focus in on the game and the song and like doing my job and raising the
adrenaline. What's the difference like being at the Garden, 18,000 people just ready to explode versus being on Broadway in front of, let's say, 2,000 people, but live audience, you're performing live, there's no net for you to fall onto. Is it a much different animal for you or no?
I think it's a bit different. Games, obviously, there's a lot more freedom to express yourself. I think Broadway has a certain way of holding themselves. They wait to clap. They don't really interrupt. They don't do any, like, no hecklers or no, like, real loud things.
You suck, Scarecrow!
Exactly.
Where's the
tater? You're made of hay. Yeah. You're made of hay.
Michael Jackson was a better
was better.
Truman's no brain in there.
Yeah. Where's Nipsey Russell?
Right.
He was the original Tin Man in the movie.
This is weak.
Yeah,
it's completely different. But you know what? I feel like it's still very intense, though.
Sure.
Where you have a game where you can actually hear everybody and people are talking back and responding to you in between the songs.
Mm-hmm.
On Broadway, they're not doing that, but when it's just you and there's so many lights, you don't see anything, so you know there's people there and it's very black. You can see maybe the first two rows. And it's like that, it's still very intense. Because it's like people are quiet and they're more so doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of like,
Right. It's almost like in Broadway, I get the sense, I've talked to Miles Frost about this. He was the original Michael Jackson in the show.
Right?
He was brilliant at it as well. I think he's over in London still maybe, or he was over there. And he's right, like, he goes, you can't see the entire crowd, but you can feel
it. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
100%.
Whereas at the Garden, it's both.
Yeah, you can see and feel, which is completely different. And sometimes you can't really see, but I'm like, certain games, I'm really like, wow, it feels like a fishbowl in here. I'm like, oh,
well, I felt like you changed up for game four a little bit. You added a little more to it. Maybe it was bravado or you carried some notes, but I felt like for you, your anthem in game four versus game three, you're like, I'm going to let loose a little bit more now. Well, yeah, am I right on that?
Yeah, to an extent. I think I always have a roadmap of how I like to sing my anthem to make it Avery Wilson, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
But I think there was just a difference of being able to hear, also being able to have freedom and like not worry about extracurricular sound that's happening. The energy was just different anyway.
Do you ever worry about a lot of people we've seen, great singers who mess up?
Yeah.
Forget a lyric, forget a word. Yeah. And if you do it with the anthem, it's viral and you can't live it down.
For sure.
Is that ever a thought in your brain, like, all right, Ramparts, what the hell is after Ramparts?
No,
like,
I've sang
bombs
this song.
Bursting, where are they
I've
bursting?
Sang the national anthem more times than I can ever imagine.
You have.
Yeah.
How'd they find you to do it? Did you apply for that? Do they go to Broadway and say, who do you guys got? How's that work?
My manager, I believe, set this up. If I'm correct, I really don't know. I've sang before this season, and I think Jamal, who is the head over there, he said that this season when he heard me sing, he closed his eyes and he felt emotional and was like, well, why don't we have him doing this all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also is with the Rangers as well, so he's like, they have their own singer. He was like, why don't we have a singer? And he was like, when I heard you, I was like, oh yeah, this has to happen. So it's really up to him.
Does it change your career when you have that kind of exposure to so many A, wealthy people, B, people in entertainment, not to mention other, you know, celebrities, actors, singers.
National
television. Your life has changed because of it?
I think it's changing. I've always been a hardworking artist out here outside of Broadway.
Where are you from?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Got it.
East Coast. But I was signed to Clive Davis for a couple years, like RCA and all the things at a point. So like I've been through the ringer of like the business. But this is a completely different thing when you have 32 plus something million people watching you.
Sure.
You know, night in and night out. So
except for Wemby, he doesn't come out when you see
him. Yeah.
Have you heard that controversy?
He goes, I don't want to hear that dude sing the anthem. I don't like the flag.
I think OG came running across you. Players came running across you right as you were finished.
Absolutely.
People Wemby are very focused.
Wemby got the New York bacon, egg, and cheese on his head. He might do that.
There's another story about Wemby. I'm reading today. A guy put out a video that, he got egged in the head. Great throw, by the way.
Yeah.
We don't condone
immaculate.
It.
Immaculate.
But great throw. But there's a dude who I guess was there at the, in the Ritz-Carlton, Nomad Ritz-Carlton, right? Yeah. So Midtown kind of, right? And I guess there's the 41st floor. There are two suites on the floor.
Yeah.
Wemby had a suite.
Mm-hmm.
And this random guy with his wife and like four or five kids, they had the other suite. So I guess just happenstance, they're either on the elevator together, in the hallway together, and the dude's decked out in Nick gears. Beautiful little kids, cute kids.
Of course.
They're in Nick gear. The wife's in Nick gear. And the guy alleges all he said to Wemby was, like, good luck tonight. Wemby calls security and has the family evicted from the hotel.
What kind of douche knuckle that guy is.
Well, it's the story going around. Yes, he put out a video.
You know who you look like now that I'm looking at you from the side? You look like Carmelo Anthony a little bit. You ever hear that before?
No, I'll take it.
Yeah. I thought Melo was here for a second.
Yeah, listen, I could be a part of the family.
There you go. Now, rumors have it that, and I've not asked, cause it'd be a weird thing to ask another man, that you have something with the Ace of Spades. Is there truth to that? Like you have a tattoo of the Ace of Spades, or you're a card player or something?
I do.
So research, Big Mac.
Yeah. Listen, he does research. I'm not necessarily a card player.
What's the Ace of Spades about?
The Ace of Spades is really just me calling a spade. And I'm like, I put my initial with it because I'm like, that's how I am. I call things as they are. I don't really put too much fluff on them. I don't really, beat around the bush. I just give it straight.
You're a straight shooter.
Yeah, so that's really what that is. It's like Ace of Spades.
So you hate Clive Davis?
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hate. That's what you're saying. No. Clive Davis, he promised you the moon and didn't deliver is what I'm hearing.
Actually, it wasn't Clive.
Oh, okay.
So, we can get to that story, but yeah.
Someone else.
Yeah,
maybe
definitely
bring
wasn't
you back
him.
On another day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Bring me back. Right. We'll talk about it, but no, it wasn't Clive.
Now, what we like to do here a lot when we bring very talented people into the show is obviously give you a chance to show off your skills. I'm not going to ask you to sing the anthem because you're singing a lot, but mm-hmm. not everybody has obviously heard you. We have a huge yeah. audience of millions of people. But I figured we'd have a challenge here.
Okay.
And the challenge is it's going to be you, and you get to pick your opponent. It's either Big Mac here.
Please don't pick
who
me.
Who fancies himself a singer.
I can sing. I can sing a little bit.
That random kid over there in the corner, our call random screener, Anthony. Good. And it's going to be you versus whomever you pick.
Okay.
And it'll be, I'm going to basically pick a random, you know, let's say a style of music or an artist or something. And you just have to give me a quick little taste.
Okay.
Best you can. And then we'll, you know, like 10 seconds. And we'll have like two or three rounds, and we'll crown a winner here. Is that cool with you?
Of course. And all of right. course I'm choosing Big Mac. Are you crazy?
No,
Big
Mac. I get to choose. We're going
no,
Anthony.
No, he picked you.
We're going Anthony.
Yeah. But he picked
going
you.
Anthony.
Big, you're already at the mic. It's just, it's destined.
I can sing one round, I guess.
All right, you go round one.
Tag team, tag team.
Okay,
tag team.
Round one will be,
also, I'm feeling great,
will
okay.
be groups. So you could sing a song of any group, all right? You're a big Beatles fan. I'm
any
trying to give
group.
You. Yeah, I'm giving you. I'm saying. I'm not saying sing George Michael.
I don't know.
I'm saying sing a group. All right, fine. Sing Careless
right,
Whisper.
I'll do the
no,
one.
No,
I'll
sing.
Do the one thing I do.
All right, go ahead.
Because it's like
10 seconds worth,
yeah.
and then Avery will match it. Go ahead.
I'll try
right,
to go.
Here
first.
We go.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew
what
about your plans to make me blue yeah. with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us, guys, you know
and
I love you more.
Wow.
You
nice go. Job,
wait, what
Big
group
Mac.
Is this?
What is that?
Queens, Clearwater, Revenge.
Yeah.
All right. You could pick anything you want.
Whoa.
You've got to try to match that or beat that. You get 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah, always.
And begin.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took a midnight train going anywhere.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right, we have to vote.
We got to vote.
I clearly won.
Who
I
thinks that Big Mac wins round one? Nobody.
Nobody.
Avery Wilson.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty
all right.
Good.
Pretty
you've
good.
Advanced to round two, Avery.
Come on.
You get that kid, that's Anthony. He's our new call screener. Anthony, how old are you?
You know, I'm 15, but can we make it clear that this is an unfair matchup here?
How's it unfair?
Well, because I'm not a professional singer. I'm
well,
just a call
are
screener.
Are you new to the show?
Oh.
It's all right. Show? What do you think? I'm
he's part of our high school,
vocal for vocal.
High school internship
guy.
Program. All right.
Vocal
for vocal. I'm going to pick a random song, top of my head. Let's go with James Blunt, Monster.
Oh. What a
how
shocker.
About that?
What a shocker.
All right.
I'm not your son, you're not my father, we're just two grown men saying goodbye. No need to forgive, no need to forget, I know your mistakes and you know mine.
Nice job.
Nice and job. He's not a professional singer. What's this about?
I agree. You can pick any ballad of your choosing, man or woman, but a ballad type song like what he just did, James Blunt. The winner goes to the finals there.
It has to be James Blunt?
No.
Any, I'm like,
any
oh,
type
no.
of ballad. Anything. Any ballad that's like, yeah, it could be Adele, it could be whatever it is. Doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
And I will always love you.
Yeah. Not fair. He's not fair.
You bring out the big guys.
He outdoes Whitney Houston. That's not fair.
You wear Whitney Houston?
Yes, sir. James Blunt, and he's got songs and lyrics.
Anthony?
Well, hold on. That's a disqualification.
How should you hold on. I tell you what, because I thought yours was really good, too.
It was.
Excuse me.
I'll go to a second round, a bonus round.
Yeah.
Okay. You can pick anything you want by any artist.
Right.
All right. But no Whitney Houston, that's illegal.
No.
He's going to do Mariah Carey.
What do you want to do? What's your song going
to
be?
Right. Maybe should we go Fly Me to the Moon?
Sure. Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon.
All right.
That's on the table. Grateful Dead, I guess, is on the table. Fly Me to the Moon. All right, go ahead.
All right. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. Oh, in other words, baby, kiss me.
Nice job, The bar has been raised, Wilson.
Man.
Good luck, charmer of the New York
Knicks. The person who doesn't sing. I mean, we've got all types of accidentals and sharps. What's going on?
Is your agent looking for a new talent?
I mean, listen, he's 15, he's young, he's fresh.
There you go. All right, this is for the win now, Avery. It could be anything you want. You pick the artist, you pick the genre. Does not matter to us. You have to beat Fly Me to the Moon.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
I took my baby to the doctor with the fever, but nothing he found. By the time he hit the streets, they swear she had a breakdown. Someone's always trying to stop my baby crying, talking, squealing, lying. Said, you just want to be starting something. Said, you want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. I said, you want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. Too hard to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
Too low to get under.
Yeah, yeah.
You're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pain is thunder.
Yeah,
Michael.
Yeah. Very nicely done.
Well done. Well, look, I could talk to you all day, but obviously we got Nick's stuff to get to. Yeah. I'm really happy for you. I get great joy seeing really talented people get discovered.
Yes,
obviously, you're already on Broadway, but you have a future beyond Broadway, beyond doing the Anthem at the Garden.
I appreciate it.
And it's a real pleasure meeting you, and hopefully
thank
we can stay in touch.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for coming in.
I got to come back.
Did you want to be the Tin Man?
No, I always wanted to be Michael Jackson. I mean, I have a Michael Jackson tattoo.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
it's kind of impossible.
Did you see the movie?
Of course I did.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was very safe.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. They're going to do a sequel, they claim, because it's the highest grossing movie for Lionsgate of all time. Mm-hmm. It's over $1 billion.
It's very hard to do a Michael Jackson movie without going
I thought
going
Jermaine's
into.
Kid yes. did a great job.
I think he really did too. The voice was perfect.
I didn't love the movie part. Like, it was weird. Like, I thought he was brilliant.
Very
I do.
Safe.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you can't do Michael Jackson without going into the, you know, the controversial
the stuff
game.
You have to.
Sure.
And
even the Broadway show, kind of talk around like financial issues and you know, rumors and this and stuff. They
the
did
movie,
a better job of that than the movie.
The movie
did.
Touched it lightly, and I feel like we expect more, but also, if you love Michael Jackson, I didn't go in expecting to see Michael Jackson. I just wanted to get the essence.
And the music like is the music, so that's why I liked the movie. Yeah. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson was my favorite singer of all time. I wanted to love it so badly.
Yeah.
And the guy that did Bohemian Rhapsody, which was an awesome biopic, obviously, on Queen and Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And Ray another with Jamie Foxx was another brilliant one. And I was a little disappointed that didn't live up to the hype of those two, you know?
We still have the American Dream, but also, shout out to this cast.
Also, by the way, a great, it was like a mini series.
Yeah.
Which was
you have to watch it all day.
Yeah, you do.
Is Michael your favorite vocalist? Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite rock vocalist by any chance?
I would have to say,
I mean, Michael's an easy answer, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you say rock vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Because we just mentioned Freddie Mercury, that's why I thought of it.
Yeah, honestly, Freddie Mercury is definitely the top of the list.
Yeah.
Do you ever say, tell them that it's human nature? Do you ever walk around just singing Michael stuff?
No, but I'm sure I could.
I probably shouldn't either. As a matter of fact. Avery Wilson is the New York Knicks. Good luck, John.
Yeah.
I believe the number is now 7-1.
Yes, sir.
In the games that you've sung. The only loss was game 3.
Yeah.
You came back for the game 4. I assume you stayed in the building
of
for the end of that game?
How could I leave?
I just wanted to make sure you were one of those guys. I got to roll.
Listen, I'm a Nick. How could I leave?
There you go. Absolutely.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
It's a pleasure.
Avery Wilson, everybody. Let's take a quick break. Yes. We'll get back to all Knicks wall to wall until we skedaddle here at 6 o'clock. Hang tight just 1 second. The New York basketball excitement continues. Whether you're watching every possession from the couch, the bar, or surrounded by friends, make sure you've got an ice-cold Corona in hand. Just like the team is on the hardwood, Corona is always smooth, always refreshing, and goes perfectly watching a game. And then when halftime hits, don't go anywhere, because me and Big Mac have the live stream for all the reactions, analysis, and conversation as the finals unfold. Find out their Corona, our Corona Lime Time highlight of the first half. Crack open a Corona, enjoy the game, and remember, Corona, La Playa awaits. Drink responsibly.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. They honor all manufacturers' rebates, and they even honor competitors' rebates. With more than 120 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires, why go anywhere else? Name brands and discount prices, that's Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Now, the world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from opening stage all the way to the final. Egypt right now is trading at 17% to best Belgium, meaning a $100 trade pays out $589 if they win. So on Kalshi, remember, we talk about this a lot, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. So for a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code CMAC, that's me, C-M-A-C. And when you trade $10, you will get free 10 to trade with. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.